Villains by Sue Kendall. Published by Burlington Books. Copyright 2010. Rasputin. Chapter 1. My Childhood.
My name is Grigory Yefimovich Rasputin, and I was born on the 10th of January 1869 in a small village in Siberia, in northern Russia, one of the coldest places in the world. My family were peasants and worked very hard. During the long, difficult winters in Siberia, there was very little to do. In the evenings, we usually sat beside the fire and played cards. Summers were hot, and I could run outside with my younger sister, Maria, and my older brother, Dmitri. Maria was not very strong, and one day while we were swimming in the river, she drowned. Nobody knew how it happened, but my mother blamed me. "You're responsible for this tragedy, Grigory," she said. "You didn't watch your sister." Another day, Dmitri and I were playing in the forest, climbing trees and running after each other. Then, we jumped into the river to catch some fish. We held each other's heads under the water so we could see the fish. One time, I held Dmitri's head under the water for a very long time, just for fun, and he didn't come up. I tried to pull him out of the river, but he was too heavy for me. I panicked and began to shout, "Help! Help! My brother is drowning!" Suddenly, a man heard me. He jumped into the water and pulled my brother out of the river. He helped him breathe again, and after a few minutes, Dmitri sat up and looked around. He was very angry with me. "You tried to kill me," he shouted at me. "How could you do that? I'm your brother." I didn't answer him. After that, Dmitri got pneumonia. He died a few days later. Then, I was the only child in my family. I discovered my special powers during my childhood. In our village, Pokrovskoye, and in many other Siberian villages, people usually met in homes in the evening. One night, everybody came to our house. I was ill at the time, but I listened to the conversation in the other room. My father told his friends about the theft of his favorite horse. As soon as I heard this, I went into the room in my nightshirt and pointed to one of the visitors. "This man stole your horse, father," I said. My parents and the visitors were very embarrassed and said nothing. Later, some of the villagers were curious to see if I was right. They went with my father to the man's house and saw the stolen horse there. My father brought the horse home, and the man was immediately arrested. The next morning, people came to make the sign of the cross and pray in front of our house. They marveled at my powers, but this confused me. Soon, this incident became a legend in our village. Every time somebody came to visit, my father told the story of his son and the horse thief. It made me uncomfortable because I didn't really understand it. Did I really have strange powers? This thought frightened me very much. I grew up and became a cart driver like my father. I got married and had three children. I called two of them Maria and Dmitri, after my dead sister and brother. Then, at the age of 33, I drove a very special man in my cart, and he changed my life. He was studying to be a priest at the Vercatoria Monastery. He told me about his very unusual kind of Christianity, and I was fascinated. At the end of the trip, he convinced me to stay in the monastery and learn the teachings of his group. I stayed there for 3 months, and during this time, I became very religious. After leaving the monastery, I went to visit a religious man in a distant forest, an Orthodox priest named Father Macari. "My son," he said to me, "you've got much to learn about the world. You must leave your wife, children, and possessions. God has called you." I was very excited to hear these words. It was my new dream to dedicate my life to God. I returned home to say goodbye to my wife and family. They accepted my decision. If I was called to God, I didn't have an option, they believed. I completely abandoned my family. What did my children think about my disappearance from their lives? I don't know, because the truth is, I didn't ask them. I traveled for years and lived like a vagabond. While I was traveling, I cured many sick people and spoke about my new teachings. I lived on donations and charity. Rumors circulated about my special powers. They called my acts miracles. Finally, I returned to Pokrovskoye, but not to my family. I went to live in a secret underground room. My hair and beard grew long, and I wore a black robe. Some called me the Mad Monk. My family visited me and always found me praying and asking for God's pardon on my knees. I shouted and cried and repeated hundreds of times, "Lord, have compassion on us!" My wife and father often went on their knees and prayed with me. They couldn't stop themselves. They looked into my eyes, and I hypnotized them. I often questioned these strange powers I possessed. Many people began to come to me for help, and soon I became famous in the whole area. But some people didn't believe in my teachings. One day, a priest arrived in Pokrovskoye. He wanted to know the truth about me, and we started to talk. Soon we began to argue about religion. He looked into my eyes and began to tremble with fear. Strange sounds came from his mouth. He repeated them over and over again, but I couldn't understand him, and he ran away. He immediately wrote a letter to the church about my evil teachings. He called me a false prophet and suggested the church should fight me. "The devil is inside Rasputin," he said. "He's an evil, dangerous man."